When the main thrust came on, Rodrigo was securely anchored. Only 20 seconds later, it cut off again. He did a quick mental calculation. The Delta V could not have been more than 15 kilometers an hour. The bomb would take over an hour to reach Rama. Perhaps it was only moving in close to get a quicker reaction. If so, that was a wise precaution. But the Hermians had left it too late. Rodrigo glanced at his watch, though by now he was almost aware of the time without having to check. On Mercury, they would now be seeing him heading purposefully towards the bomb, and less than 2 kilometers away from it. They could have no doubt of his intentions, and would be wondering if he had already carried them out. The second set of cables went as easily as the first. Like any good workman, Rodrigo had chosen his tools well. The bomb was disarmed, or, to be more accurate, it could no longer be detonated by remote command. Yet there was one other possibility, and he could not afford to ignore it. There were no external contact fuses, but there might be internal ones, armed by the shock of impact. The Hermians still had control over their vehicle's movements, and could crash it into Rama whenever they wished. Rodrigo's work was not yet completely finished. 5 minutes from now, in that control room somewhere on Mercury, they would see him crawling back along the exterior of the missile, carrying the modestly sized wire cutters that had neutralized the mightiest weapon ever built by man. He was almost tempted to wave at the camera, but decided that it would seem undignified. After all, he was making history, and millions would watch this scene in the years to come. Unless, of course, the Hermians destroyed the recording in a fit of pique, he would hardly blame them. He reached the mounting of the long-range antenna and drifted hand over hand along it to the big dish. His faithful cutters made short work of the multiplex feed system, chewing up cables and laser waveguides alike. When he made the last snip, the antenna started to swing slowly around. The unexpected movement took him by surprise until he realized that he had destroyed its automatic lock on Mercury. Just 5 minutes from now, the Hermians would lose all contact with their servant. Not only was it impotent, now it was blind and deaf. Rodrigo climbed slowly back to the scooter, released the shackles, and swung it round until the forward bumpers were pressing against the missile, as close as possible to its center of mass. He brought thrust up to full power and held it there for 20 seconds. Pushing against many times its own mass, the scooter responded very sluggishly. When Rodrigo cut the thrust back to zero, he took a careful reading of the bomb's new velocity vector. It would miss Rama by a wide margin, and it could be located again with precision at any future time. It was, after all, a very valuable piece of equipment. Lieutenant Rodrigo was a man of almost pathological honesty. He would not like the Hermians to accuse him of losing their property.